Okay. Rabosai? Okay, I think we're going to get the program started. Just going to say a few words. I mean a few words. I'm not going to say a Dvar Torah. I prefer to leave that to the professionals. But I just want to say thank you to all of you, Rabbi Shulman, and you fellows and the ladies for coming today to the third Siyum of the Morning Kollel. Some of you are here for the very first time at one of our Siyumim, but speaking as someone who has been here since day one, I marvel at the way our numbers have grown over the past almost 3 years. And we're a diverse group from all over the neighborhood. We have full-timers, part-timers, old-timers. What makes us a different kind of kollel is that we boldly go where other kollelim do not.
That's right.
Rabbi Levine challenges us. We challenge him, and we challenge one another. And that makes it very interesting. And that is a tribute to all of you guys. But especially, it's a tribute to the incredible amount of preparation that Rabbi Levine puts in for us. So, on behalf of the Chevra, I just want to say thank you so much, Rabbi Levine, for what you do for us every day.
Thank you very much for your kind words, and Dvarim Hayotzim min Halev, Nichnas min Halev. Rishus, the Mar Asra, Choshiva, Chevra, of the Morning Kollel, Noshim Tzidkanios, who have come to join us, and some of our very distinguished guests. I'd like right away to go to make the Siyum. I wanted to say a few final thoughts on Sefer Iyov. Thank you very much. Of course, before we begin,
Uplifting.
Okay, absolutely. Before I begin, I also want to thank, on behalf of all of us, Dr. Friedman, for arranging this beautiful scene, making all the preparations. A lot of work goes into everything that we have in front of us, and it's not just for today, it's for many of the arrangements that we, the perks and benefits that we have throughout the entire year. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Rappaport. Good morning. Shukarach. The end of the Sefer Iyov, seems to be very positive. After a very morbid 42 parakim, the Sefer ends by telling us that Iyov's health, his wealth, his family was fully restored. Not just fully restored, it was better than ever. Plus it tells us that goes through his assets. All of the assets listed of the Imperium Beis are double of what we find in the beginning of Sefer Iyov. We learn about his children. According to the simple interpretation of the Pasuk, Iyov had 14 children now at this point, in contrast to 14 sons, I should say, in contrast to the 7 sons he had at the beginning of the Sefer. And then we learn about his daughters, 3 daughters, of exquisite beauty, Yamima, Peren Apuch, Kitzia, different expressions which Chazal interpret to refer to different qualities of yofi, of beauty, and we know these psukim not to be taken only literally. Each word alludes to a certain yofi of the neshama, of their character. And there are many things, there are many very deep concepts which Baruch Hashem we discuss when we learn the Sefer. The very last psukim tell us, I'll read the psukim, Vayichi Iyov Achrei Zos Meov Yarboim Shana, for 140 years, Vayireh Esbonov Yes Bnei Vonov Arba Odos. The pasuk concludes by telling us that Iyov lived for an additional 140 years. We add the first 70 years of his life. It's a grand total of 210 years. And he saw four generations of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Vayomos Ioid Zokein Usevayon. He died. Zokein, elderly person, and satisfied in days. What's interesting and what's important about the last pasuk is what it does not say. We know from the very beginning of Sefer Iyov, Chazal over and over contrast Iyov with Avraham Avinu. And in fact, the beginning of Sefer Iyov tells us that the Satan was Nishav L'Shem Shemayim, who saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu possibly would be influenced, would be turn his heart towards Iyov and abandon the Avos, Avraham Avinu, and abandoned Klal Yisrael because he found someone in the world who is better, who is more loyal, who has more Yirah Shemayim, who is more wholesome, pure. And the Satan, L'Shem Shemayim, brought upon the Yisurim, upon Yiv, in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avraham is the chosen one. Avraham is special. Avraham is greater than Yiv. And we've seen this throughout the Sefer, back and forth. There are so many Mamari Chazal which constantly contrast Iyov versus Avraham Avinu. And therefore we have a right to assume that the very last pasuk of the Sefer also brings us back to our starting point, the difference between Avraham and Iyov. When Avraham died, the pasuk says, Vayigva vayomos Avraham biseva toiva, Zokein usvisoveya vayiosef el amav. An extra expression. Seva toiva. Old age. Seva simply is translated as old age. Not just old age, good old age. It's a very hard term to translate. I don't have a clear translation. You can look in the Targum. Well, the Targum says, besevu tova. Old age, good old age. In Sefer Iyov, there is no mention of Seva Tova. Bayomos Iyov Zokein Usva Yomim. That term is absent. What is the meaning? What's the deeper meaning? There's another question we have to focus on. Why does it bother to tell us that Iyov has saw four generations? Avraham Avinu, when he died, it was Yitzchak. Yaakov was a young man, was 15 years old, according to one opinion. But when we take these two ideas, Seva Tova and the four generations, it forces us to go back to Parashas Lech Lecha, to the story of the Baris Bein HaBesarim. At the time of the Baris Bein HaBesarim, Avraham did not have any children. Avraham complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'atikili v'anochi holi chariri uven ben mesek, beisivu de mesek Eliezer. I have nothing. There's no legacy. I will leave this world with nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Don't say that. You will have a child. Yoytzei mimeyecha. There will be a child that will come forth from you." And Avraham responded with the words where the Torah tells us, "Vehemin b'Hashem." He had a moon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to tell Avraham Avinu that you're going to also have Eretz Yisrael. Avraham says, "And what's the chus?" Or how do I know, different interpretations, but Mo'eda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to tell him about the Bris Bein HaBesar. And part of the Bris Bein HaBesar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals that it's going to be a very difficult tkufa. Eimo chashecha, darkness, pachat, came upon Avraham Avinu when he saw the Golos, the Shibud Mitzrayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes, but don't worry, V'dor revihi yashuvu heina. After the long, bitter, dark galus, there will be a geula. And the geula will occur in the dor revihi. And then Hashem says, and don't worry, even though you're not going to see it, V'ata tikover b'seva toiva. Here is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha to Avraham Avinu, you will merit Seva Toiva. What is going on here? I once heard, I think this is well known, in many shuls they have a sign that says, "Shtika yofe b'shas hatzvila." Where does that come from? Shtika yofe. It's good to be quiet at the time of davening. It simply means when we daven during Chazaras Hashatz Pesukei Dezimra, a person, after you finish the song of Shmona Esra, you should be quiet. Shtika yofe. Mefarshim tell us it's the Rosh Tevos of Seva. If a person is quiet b'shas hatzvila, he will be zoichet to Seva Tov. That is the simple interpretation. But the truth is, it's much, much deeper than that. When a person davens, the primary thought he must take within himself is emuna. In fact, with Soimech Gulul Tzvil, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and then we go into the Shmon Esra, we may not be mafsik between the two, and Chazal explained because Gula, in Gula was emuna, Vayamein Ha'am. Part of the Gula of Yitzias Mitzrayim was all built on a foundation of faith. Before you can enter into tefillah, you must remind yourself of the concept of emuna. Only if a person has emuna, then can a person succeed in his koich tefillah. Emuna is a prerequisite for tefillah. The concept of shtiko yofe b'shas hatefillah on a deeper level means when you daven, you have to have emuna. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't complain. Don't be bitter. Just be quiet. Hashem yilochem lochem. The Atem Tacharishim. The concept of Shtika B'Shas Tfilah, being quiet when you're davening, is the essence of Emunah. Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him and it was revealed to Avraham Avinu that he would have a child and we would have an Eretz Yisrael, his response was Vehemin B'Hashem, Emunah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went on to say to him, but I'm telling you, Avraham Avinu, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be emo chashecha pachat. There's going to be a bitter gullus. But don't worry, Avram. You're up for the task. V'ata tikover b'seva tova. You may not live to see the results, but you will be able to live and put into your children the emuna, the seva tova, to get you through this difficult tkufa until the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is of course a template for the Geula of Mashiach. Now we can understand the difference between the end of Iyov, what the message of Iyov really is all about. Iyov was not from, according to most of the commentators, it's not from the Klal Yisrael. Iyov is a member of the Umos HaOlam. And the entire Sefer is coming to contrast the Derech HaChaim of the Umos HaOlam with Klal Yisrael. In order to accomplish the Satan's mission of bringing to light the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Iyov, at the end of his life, he had everything. He had four generations of children. He lived a total of 210 years corresponding to the 210 years of Golos. He was zogging. He was a zokin, usvayomim. Iyov had everything, but he didn't have seva toiva. He didn't have the mida of shtiko yofe b'shas hatzvila. This is what was lacking. Avraham Avinu, when he was nifter, had nothing. He had Yitzchak, Yaakov, 15 years old. But he had all he had was the warning, the idea that there would be a golus, a bitter golus, Eima, Gedoila, Chashecha, and a Haftocha, V'dor Revihi, Yeshuvu Heina. But Avraham had Seva Toiv. And that is the lesson of Sefer Iyov, to take out of Sefer Iyov the midah of shtiko yofe b'shas hatzfilah, a concept which captures the essence of vehemin b'Hashem v'yachshevecha lo yimitzdok. We have here a very big schus. We have here as our guest, it's a very big kovet for us, a schus for us to have Harav Hagoyin, Rav Avraham Shur, the Morda Asra of Kihilas, Kahal Teferes Yaakov is here a few blocks away on East 15th Street. Rav Shur is known for his unusual, tireless koichos hanefesh. His koichos hanefesh have captured the hearts and minds of Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, both near and far. He's the mechaber of very choshev svarim, the tachshit of this door, halekach v'halibuv. Svarim that are molei v'godosh with yisoidos, chidushim, the likes of which we have not seen, heard before, in this generation. Nisi Elokim b'soicheinu. It's a very great covered in honor of Shur. We want to also take this opportunity to wish the Rav Hartzik a Mazel Tov. The Rav is making a chasnam Yirtz Hashem Shatoy v'matzlachas this Monday evening. The Rav is very busy. The Rav is going to Ofruf Muncie. And we are honored, we are blessed to have the Nisi Elokim b'soicheinu. We are in the presence of greatness, true greatness. Without further ado, I want to ask the Rav to say some Dibri Chizik, some Dibri Brocha, in honor of Yom Yom.
Shus Yag Merod Asra, Shus, the Korav of mine. So everything that he said is a Korav, is Apostle Aedis, so everything that he said you shouldn't take. A siyum on Seve Iyuv is a siyum on Limud of a very hard parasha called Kabbalah Yisurim. I will say over Chassidus HaMaisa that I think is koilal everything a person needs to learn how to be Mekabel Yisurim. One of the Talmidei of Baal Shem was Rav Wolf Zhbarze, Adam Godel Admiot, who was once walking down the street Erev Shabbos and met a real poor person, and it was Molei Simcha, and he was dancing his way down the street, and he asked him, "You don't have anything, how could you be so besimcha?" And he answered the following: "We are Niyam Erev Shabbos, go from house to house. One person gives us a piece of challah, one person fish, one person meat. That's how we put together the Shabbos Dikim meal. All the Aniyim got their part. Me, nobody gave anything. Now I saw the Eibishter forgot about me, now I know the Eibishter remembers me." And Vos Baraj heard these words, he took him home and gave him the whole Suda. Yisurim Abemis, that the Eibishter remembers me. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ani kevas elikim litev. It says in the Sefer Nishmas Tzvi, Sefer Niflad Miyit, Ani kevas, I'm close to the Eibishter, but elikim, that's greater me the Sadin, Svivov, those are close to him, Nisar Miyit, those are zeicha to a scarvus that the Eibishter gives them Yisurim. Of a litev, it's good for me because I'm close to the Eibishter. The Nochosh is the furthest away from the Eibishter. The Kliyokar, the Rabbi Rabunim, explained the Eibishter gave the Nochosh a klala. Ofa teichel kol yimei chayecha. What was the klala? I don't want to hear from you. You have all your food you need the rest of your life. Ofa teichel. Wherever you go, you'll have. You'll never have to talk to me. You'll never have to ask me. You'll never have to be mispalel to the Eibishter. That's the biggest klala. But when a person remembers that the Eibishter's Yisurim are a scarvus, the Eibishter's Yisurim are a reminder of the Eibishter to turn to you. Zosemes writes in Parshas Masai, when a person comes to a wall, he can't go further. Why does the Eibishter bring that wall? That you should pick up your eyes to the Eibishter. There's but one problem. You could also look down. You have a choice, either to look down and to give up, or to look up to the Heilige Bashefer. Chodesh Elul, it says in Sidurim, every Chodesh has a different Shem that it comes out of a different Pasuk. Chodesh Elul comes out of a Pasuk, Utztaka Tia Lanu Ki, a Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. The last letters of this of these four words are Hey, Hey, Vav, Yud, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are the first four letters? Utztaka Tia Lanu Ki. Koisel. Chodesh Elul, you have to realize you're by a wall. What do we have to realize? We're by a wall to pick up our eyes to the Eibishte. All Yisurim come to bring a wall to the, in front of us for one tachlis, that we should pick up our eyes to the Eibishte. We're living in a time of Ikvis in the Mishicha. The Mishnah says in Ikvis in the Mishicha, there'll come a time when Ein Lanu Lishayim Ela Avinu Shebishamayim. Why? Because the Yisurim that are there day in and day out, everybody has Zayne Pekelach Rechman Alitzlon. But they're all for one tachlis, to come close to the Eibishter, to pick up our eyes to the Eibishter, and to remember that Kaparshas Yisurim means that the Eibishter remembers me, the Eibishter is busy with me, and the Eibishter is good to me. Ki kashe yiyaser ishes b'nei Hashem elekecha miyasreka. The Sasemis asks, it shouldn't say kasher yiyaser, it should say kasher miyaser. Yiyaser is a lashon osed, not miyaser is a lashon hoive. It should say as the Eibishter gives, as a person gives Yisurim to his child, gives Musa to his child, Hashem elekecha miyasreka. Like the Sasemis Dvarim Neiron, there is no parent that gives his child's Musar 100% for the Tielis of the child. Somewhere something else kriegt rein. Somewhere something else goes in between. Tasher yiyaser, like a father should be miyaser his child. Hashem elekecha miyasreka. It's 100%, it's without anything else. Does it touch kasher yiyaser, like the Eibishter should be, like a father should be miyaser his child, out of complete ahava. So too the Eibishter is miyaser us. It's not easy, it's hard sometimes to remember that the Eibishter is miyaser us. Or if your Messiah say the Iyuv, the words of Iyuv and the limit of Iyuv make a hashpot on a person and remind the person that the Eibishter is good to us and the Eibishter is the Father. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Yemar Asaylam im Kibonim im Kavodim. Maybe we can say a very sharp Musavert, but for people who learn Sefer Iyuv, it's not sharp. You know how im Kavodim, Bonim is Meredik, Achmenu Kirachim of Abonim. But if we don't accept Yisurim, we complain about Yisurim, then we say the Eibishter is not a father to us. When we accept Yisurim, we say Hashem Elokecha Miyasreka, because Kashiyazer Isha Oz Benoi, and we're makir that the Eibishter is a father, then we'll be Zeicha on Rosh Hashanah, that the Eibishter will be Rachmeinu Kerachem Av Abonim, the Eibishter will be Merachem on us, like a father is Merachem on his children, and we'll be Zeicha that the Eibishter will bring everybody his Yeshua Parotius, and noch more important, Klal Yisrael, the Yeshua Klalius, in the Geula Shleima. I would want to stay, but I'm sorry that it came out on a Friday. I didn't chop when I said yes. That'll be in the middle of a simcha. So the Eibishter is helpful. We should see simchas by everybody. We should only be mevasa psuris tevis.
Continue with the Siyum. I just want to, before we conclude, make the actual recite the Hadron, I want to just mention one of the last short points. The Sefer begins with the word Ish. Ish Hoya Be'eretz Utz. Iyuv was an Ish. When the Sefer is over, we find the Sefer, the conclusion of the Sefer, we find in Parshas Shalach, the death of Iyuv. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Meraglim, in Yeshba eight imayim. Are there any trees? And Rashi tells us, are there any tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan, that are making on the people, which would prevent us from conquering the people? And indeed it was. Iyuv was there, and it was at that point in time that Iyuv was an Iftar. In eight is an Adam. Ki ho'odam eitz hasar. What's the difference between an ish? Iyuv, when he starts out in his life as a young man, he's an ish. But when he is nifter at the time of his petira, he's called an adam. Ish has a connotation, there are many different ideas, but on one level, an ish has a connotation of weakness, enosh, frailty. At the end of Eve's life, he was an Adam. Adam comes from the word Adame, Adame lo Elyon, to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you conclude a Miktsoya in Torah, you grow, you develop, you mature. You mature from a state of weakness, uncertainty, frailty, to a state of sophistication, of confidence, of becoming an Adam. I mean, Baruch Hashem, in this Olam, we've gone, we've spent time together, and there's definitely a maturity in learning, in our relationship with each other, with our Derech Avodas Hashem. A Siyum is a Tkufa where you go from the Ish to the Adam. In Ish also, there's another very important difference between an Ish and an Adam. Ish has a plural. Ish, the plural of Ish is Anoshim, whereas Adam has no plural. Iyov, one of the things that Chazal emphasized over and over is he had friends. Chazal tells us when he got sick, his friends who were 300 parsels away, the other end of the world, could sense something was wrong. And they came to be part, to be mishtapit in his tzar. And Chazal, Gemara Basra says, if you want to have friends, make sure they're like the friends of Iyov. Because if they're not like the friends of Iyov, they're not worth having. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. We have here in this group such choshev people. Each and every one. Such, I can't emphasize that more. Such choshev people. Chashuv, anoshim chashuvim. And part of the chashivas is the relationship, the fact that we come together. Ein Torah nikneis ela b'chavura. Torah is only acquired through friendship, through learning together as a group, only through the koyach of an ish, where the ish, one ish, combines with another ish to turn into a group of anoshim. And it's only through that koyach are we able to succeed and accomplish and emulate the message. One of the important messages is the importance of having friends. There is no friendship, there is no relationship that comes through, that's equivalent to a relationship that comes through the learning of Torah. When you have a relationship with someone who is through the koyach of limud HaTorah, that is an eternal, that is a bond that cannot be separated, that is a bond that is unique, it's ironclad. And in this respect, we are even better than the friends of Eve. Eve was from the Umos HaOlam, they did not have the koyach HaTorah. Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Rabbanu Mikol, Ho'amim V'Nosalanu Es Terasot, the Koyach HaTorah, the friendship, the Chavura, is even stronger and continues to grow more and more. We'll make that a Hadron, Shasim Hadron. Hadron Aloch, Sefer Iyov, Hadroch Alon, Datloch Sefer Iyov, Datloch Alon, Lo Nis Nishemidach Sefer Iyov, Lo Sis Nishemidach Nuwa Be'om Hadim, Lo Mo Yom Yossi, Hadloch Sefer Iyov, Hadroch Alon, Abba Mori Bar Papa, Rafa Bar Papa, Rakesh Bar Papa, Surcha Bar Papa, Ado Bar Papa, Doru Bar Papa, Harivlo, Adonai Elohim, Tzvei Tzeras Limpinu, Rufia Samcha Beis Yishol, Vini, Anachnu Vitzetzoin, Vitzetzoi Amcha Beis Yishol, Kulonu Yodei, Shmachem Lom Nisra, Secha Bishmo, Yoi Bar Tichat Meni, Nisra Secha, Ki Yilom Yili, Yili Levi Yisam, and Bichu Gecha Bolan Laidosh, Lo'oi Lom, Lo Yeshkach, Pikudech Yivam, Chi Yisani Baruch Atu, Adonai Lamdeni, Kukecha, Omein, 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 Selavoyed, Moidim Anachnu Lufanach Adonai Elohim, Vole Vosein, Shesamto Chelkeinu Yoshe, Vesamidrosh, Losamto Chelkeinu Yoshe, Kronos. Shonu Mashkim, Vehim Mashkimim, Onu Mashkim, Divinso, Vehim Mashkimim, Uvar Mikelim, Onu Amelim, Vehim Amelim, Onu Amelim, Makabalim Sohor, Vehim Amelim, the Amelim, Makabalim Sohor, Onu Rotsim, Vehim Rotsim, Onu Rotsim, Lachayim, Mabo, Vehim Rotsim, Rashach, Hashem, Vehatol, Vehim, תרדים ולרשחס אנשי דומים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיים ואני אפלח בוח יועצם ולכונך אדוני אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים ספר איוב כן תעזרינו להסחיל ספורים ומסכתויס וספורים אחרים ולסיימום ללמוד וללמד לשמוע ולעשות ולחיים לסכול דבר סלמות הסכל באהבה וזכוס כל התנועים והמרועים וסלמידי חכומים יעמוד לנו ולזרינו שלושמוש התוירו מפינו ומפי זרינו וזרע זרינו עד עולם וססקאים בנו והסלך ותנחה אוסך ושוח וכו תשמור לך והקיצוי סהי ססיכך כי בי ירימך ונוסיף לכל שנות חיים אורך ימים בלילה בשמאל אושר וכבוד עד מאוז עמו ייתן עד לא יברך את עמו והשלום
upon the Lord Asra to say a few words. We want to thank the Lord Asra for hosting the Koilel, for always encouraging us and bringing out for us a source of support and chizuk. Have our shulman.
But I'll be very, very, very brief, and just to amplify something that Rabbi Levine had talked about before. One of the themes of Sefer Iyoy from the very beginning is the contrast between Iyoy and Avraham Avinu, and that was the kitrik of the Sultan. To diminish the stature of Avraham Avinu by comparing him to Iyov and so on. And yet, the Gemara says that Godol Hanemer b'Iyov Yosim Imash Hanemer b'Avraham Avinu, that the praise that the Sukkim give to Iyov seems to be greater than the description of Iyov is greater than that of Avraham, because Iyov is described as Ish Tam v'Yosher Elikim v'Sur Meirah. And Avraham Avinu is only Ati Adati Yerelikim Ati. Avraham Avinu only has one title. Avraham is Yerelikim. But Iyov has so much more. Tam B'Yosher Yerelikim as well. V'Sor Meiro. That's it. That's what the Gemara says. Godol Hanemer B'Iyov Yosimash Hanemer Avraham Avinu. The obvious question is, how could that be? The whole point, the whole thrust is, and there's so much literature in Chazal to compare Iyov unfavorably to Avraham Avinu. So how could it be that Iyov has more? So I'd like to suggest that the point that Chazal here are making is that at the beginning of the Sefer, Iyov is taka greater. It's greater that he has more titles, he has more milas even than Avraham Avinu. But the difference is that then, as the Sefer continues, and Eiv is confronted with adversity, and he's confronted with Yisurim. So Eiv is rocked back on his heels, and Eiv falls from his madrega. It takes a whole sefer until he's able to recover. And first, his initial reaction is Mekalel is Yoimai, and then it takes a whole sefer until Eiv is able to finally come back to his original madrega. Whereas Avraham Avinu, he has nisyonis, asara nisyonis, difficult nisyonis, and Avraham Avinu, he never moves, he never falls from his madrega, he just goes higher and higher and greater, and that's what Chazal here emphasizing. Initially, Eiv is greater. The difference between Eiv and Avraham is in the constancy. Avraham Avinu never has that nefila, and Eiv, he has a nefila, and it's very difficult for him to come back out. That's the mile of Avraham Avinu. That's why Chazal say, "Kolakaveya mokem l'tfilosei lekei Avraham be'ezrei." That if a person davens always in the same place, he has a certain mokem, and he always davens in the same place, day in and day out, then lekei Avraham be'ezrei, because that's the madrega of Avraham Avinu. That constancy, that kvios, not to fall, not to flounder, but to be rock solid. Avraham Avinu is called an eson. The Rambam says, "Kevin shenoylet eson zeh." He's a rock. That rock-like constancy and solidity, steadfastness, that's the hallmark of Avraham Avinu, and that's what distinguishes him ultimately from Eiv, even though Eiv has milas that to begin with Avraham Avinu doesn't have. But that mila being an eson, that is the mila of Avraham Avinu, and that is what Avraham Avinu, what enables Avraham Avinu to be the rock solid foundation upon which Klal Yisrael can be built. One of the milas of a group like this, Limud HaTorah is chashuv everywhere. When we have a chabur of people who learn together every day and mechazek each other to come every day, to be constant every day, and that partakes in this mila of being an eson, of being constant, of being kaveh mokem l'tfilos and kaveh mokem l'talmudai, and Limud HaTorah b'chabur, Limud HaTorah as a group, it has that special quality of being constant. The person learns by himself, so then there's, you know, things interfere, and one day's more, one day's less. Here you have the same couple of hours every day, and has a tremendous smile. And you see, when you have that constancy, you have that kvius, you're able to accomplish tremendous things, to make siyumim and limudim, difficult limudim, formidable limudim, but because with that tmidus, with that being kaveh mokem l'tfilos, kaveh mokem l'talmudai, being an eson, we're able to really accomplish things that otherwise would really not have been possible. So I want to give the Olam a great Yishkarech, and in particular Rabbi Levine, who put so much Kreches into the Shirim. And you should continue to be Kaveh Mokem. You should continue to be Esonim, and to be able to go and to go on in this way, to make many Shirim, to accomplish many great things.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Shulman. Now, Acharon Chaviv. We have the presence of one of our very own seasoned, experienced Rav, Rav Shmuel Mayavsky. He will give us Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Bracha, and Divrei Musa. Just joking.
No, that's a private joke, because I grew up always being called Acharon Acharon Chaviv. The first Yashar Koyach is, I remember it's, I don't know how, the Kollel is now 3 years old.
Almost.
About 3 years ago, I was at a simcha, I don't remember whose, and Yitzi came over to me, Mr. Jerusalem, and he said, "You'll never guess what I'm doing now. I'm sitting in Kollel now." And I said, "Yeah, really?" He said, "Yeah," and I asked him where, and I didn't think much about it at the time. But as time went on, not too much longer, I gave up my day job, and I was sitting and learning with a chavrusa in the morning, and my wife said, "Why don't you go to the Kollel?" So I called up Yitz again, if he remembers, and I asked him who's giving the Kollel, and he told me who. He said, "You know, Rabbi Levine." I said, "Oh, the son of young Israel." He said, "Yes." And the first thought I had, I can honestly tell you, was that my son Moshe davened with you for a couple of years when he davened in that shul, and he would call me up on Motzei Shabbos, and we would discuss, or during the week, various Divrei Torah, whether it was on the Parsha or Black Gemara that he was learning, and we would discuss it on the phone. And then he would tell me something, and I said, where did you hear that? And he said, in shul from Rabbi Levine. I said, he said, no, but his son, I said, I thought he lets his son talk like that. He lets his son. He says, the truth is, I think if I'm right, I don't know if I remember correctly, he says, by Shalosh Shuddis, he lets him speak sometimes. So I thought they were very good, and it piqued my curiosity. I decided to come, and the next day I showed up in Shir, and I've been here ever since. It's about a year and a half to 2 years, somewhere in that time frame, and it's been very enjoyable. And the first thought that comes to mind right away is, we talk about a siyum, and I look up, we just said the Hadron Halach, and I don't know, we just finished, how long did it take? About 9 months to do Eiv, something like that. And the Riyat, what? Yeah, Divrei, well, Divrei Yomim also, but the Eiv as well. We say a Hadron Halach. I don't know how many of us would really want to go through Eiv another three or four times, but the thought is now that we have Mishlei. And the Mishlei is, the last time I learned Mishlei was exactly 50 years ago. And I was in 11th grade, and I think the only other person who would know, I guess now I see Mr. Siegel here also, but Michal, maybe you remember Rabbi Suna. And when we had him in yeshiva, we learned Mishlei. And one thing I remember specifically that he, it's later on in Mishlei, it's Perichot Vav, I believe, and it says, Omar Otzel Shachal Baderech Aribein Arachovos. And the Taish, the Pasha Taish, is a lazy man, always has excuses. He gets up in the morning and he says, oh, I can't, you know, it's raining out, it's cloudy, it's going to pour, or I'm tired, I had a hard day yesterday. You always manufacture excuses not to do something. But I remember him telling us, and I guess because he knew he was talking to 15 and 16-year-old boys, he said, no, that's not the pshat. There's a Rishalmi on the Pasuk that makes a very interesting deal, and he says, he's lazy, but not because he's making up excuses. Amar Otzel Shachal Baderech Ari Bein Arachovos. He's telling the truth. You go outside and there's wild animals running loose. These animals escape from the zoo and they're running wild all over the place, and there's just you just don't see how to get there. And you sit back down in your house and you close the door and you figure that's it. I mean, you have a good excuse. It's dangerous. They told you don't go out. But what it means, Amar Otzel, if you really want to do something, you could always find a way. Some of us get up in the morning here, and I'm sure whether we have a job, some of us are part-time, some of them are full-time, or whatever it is, but we find a way to get to yeshiva in the morning. When my son called up and invited us over for Labor Day in the morning, or whatever it is, and I said, I have yeshiva today. The point is, you're off, I'm not. The point is very simple. We can all manufacture excuses not to come to shir. But we come religiously because we really want to, because something piques our curiosity and something about it makes it very enjoyable. And I can tell you very easily that what I enjoy most is, it's so nice to have a siyum today, but the truth is, I'd rather be inside sitting and learning. Because the reality is I miss, and what I'm going to have to do today now is some of my Friday afternoon, which I leave certain events to take care of for my shul, for whatever it is, but I'm going to have to sit down and learn now, prepare a little bit of Mishlei, and prepare a little bit of various other things that I have to do, because it becomes, it's like, you know, excuse me? You just have to do it. You can't stop yourself. You want to enjoy yourself, and this is what happens. And it's a wonderful experience. Coming here, our curiosity is piqued. Every day when I come home, the first thing I do is I look over my notes, and I open up a safe if something triggered something that I had to say, something that I thought about. So just the one thing that I found that was very interesting, first thing I do is, I know I always say, I looked up in the Otzi Yisrael and something, and the one thing that I found on, I look up the word siyum, and we know there are various things that we all know about what a siyum is, and it says that it's not, you're not making a siyum for the gladness, for the simcha of finishing the sefer, but now the simcha is for the fresh eyes, and you see something on a different level. So if we open up Eiv the next time, God willing, the next time soon we open up an Eiv again, we see it with a fresh pair of eyes. We make a simcha when we start Bereishis every year. We have Chasen Torah, then Chasen Bereishis, which is why, by the way, you never say Hadron Halach on Chumash when you finish it. You say Chazak Chazak V'Nischazei. But the interesting thing was, he mentioned one thing I didn't notice previously, was the Hal Hashem Tikum L'Zos in Hazinu, the Hey is, we have a lot of enlarged letters in the Chumash. But the Hey from Hazinu, the Hal Hashem, is different than all the others for one simple reason. It's totally separate from the rest of the word. It's not written at the very beginning of the word that's connected or in the middle. It's there's an osa space between the Hey and the Lamed. And he said that was for the simple reason this was Moshe's way of the Chesima of the last letter of his name. There was the Chesima of the Torah. This was the last thing he was saying to them. Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos. And that is what we learned in Sefer Iyov. I mean, we think a lot of times we do good things in our lives and we have good fortune and we have everything, and we try to explain it away as, well, we made some very good decisions. I called up my accountant, I researched the thing and the stocks went up, or various things. I send my child to a good yeshiva and he made something of himself, and I put a lot of koichas hanefesh into making that child what he is, and you take the credit for it. When things go bad, you say, I had nothing to do with it. It was God's fault. Is Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos. Moshe was trying to, the last message he was giving, don't blame God for all the bad things that happened. And that's what we see in Eeyub. God had given him for the first 70 years of his life some wonderful things that he had, all these children, all this wealth. And when things start to go bad, he is right away not blaming himself for anything. And I thought when you started to say about you have kosher friends, like a good friend is like the friends of Eeyub, I was thinking that you're going to tell me, I don't know, I hope I wasn't being compared to Eliphaz or but whatever it is. Nevertheless, these are the things. So we all show up in the morning. We could, we have reasons not to come. But we show up because Rabbi Levine makes it that much more enjoyable. I know what it takes to prepare shiurim, and it's very difficult, especially day in and day out, to come with, as we, Maimre Ephraim, as now we're starting to say. But it's very interesting, and I know from years past that a lot of the things that he said over the years, not here in Shir, maybe he's recycled some of them in Shir, I don't know, but my son kept records and he has notes. He comes home from Shabbos and he wrote it down and he said it over, and I'm sure he remembers it, and we discuss things like that. And there's a lot of wonderful things that I said, and shows a lot of insight and a lot of tremendous work that goes into those thoughts. And you can see the way a person's mind works. So we thank you for all the work that you've done. We come around, we see even some of the wives make the trek in maybe to see what it's all about, why we come. We're not sitting here and having fun. This is not, so to speak, to get out of the house. I went to a YU seminar about marriage and how a lot of people use the excuse of, honey, I have to go learn, I can't take out the garbage. Honey, I have to learn, I can't do this, I can't take care of the children. Baruch Hashem, very few of us are at that stage of life where we have the children to worry about. We're here because it's voluntary. There's no reason to get away from the rest of the family. We're here because we want to sit and learn. And you should do this for another 20 years, 30 years, for as long as you want. We will continue to come. I'm very happy for the opportunity. I don't know what I'd be doing without you here right now. And I appreciate it. Thank you. And for all of us, we thank you.
Mayor, you want to speak?
No.
Next week.
He only wants to speak in class.
He only wants to. He gets rebuttal only.
No one yet said a Ksiva Siva Toyo to everybody. So I want to do that. But okay. I want to say Seva Toyo, maybe two things. First is about Shiro. He went into Eretz Yisrael in Yesh Eitz. Yeah. The answer was Seva. Seva is Baruch Hashem Yesh. Seva Toyo is. Taiva is Yesh Tayin, a Kri, and also Yesh Havaya. So, he's a guy. You look at this, he's a mensch. But if you want a mensch who is Yiras Hashem and represents Hashem, it's a Brahma who had Seva Taiva, that he had. It's not good just to be old, because we know you have everything. If you're old, you have Arichas Yaman. You must have had money to survive. You must have kids who are maybe will take care of you. You have everything you need. But you need Taiva. You need without Hashem. It's just saying.
Can I both say, before we bench, there's one last thing. One last
that I want to give out a memento, a very small token gift to all of you in honor of the Siyam. Now there's a price. The price, it's 2 minutes of your time. Literally, there's a chazal that always intrigued me from my earliest memories. Chazal, the Gemara Masech, the Pesachim, the Gemara says, Kol hanoitel pruta ne'iyoyish misparich. Any individual who took a pruta, the smallest coin from Iyov, was blessed. Iyov was so blessed, the Baracha overflowed to anyone in his surrounding, in his environment. And if you went to Iyov and he gave you a little gift, even a pruta, a penny, person can take that penny out if he was blessed, whatever you do with that penny, just have him with it. You find this by tzaddikim, they give out small tokens, small gifts. But perhaps there is a homiletic interpretation to this Maimon Chazal as well. Sefer Iyov is the sefer which teaches us to deal with, as Rabbi Shur said, as many others said, to deal with difficulties in life with the yisurim. When we struggle, we need emunah. Emunah is a very difficult concept, and through learning Sefer, we are able to absorb emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you leave Sefer Iyov, Iyov doesn't just mean the person, it means the book, the Sefer. Kol hanoitel pruta me'iyov misbach. Anyone that comes out of learning Sefer Iyov with a pruta doesn't just mean money. A small improvement, a small inspiration of emuna misbarich. The lesson of emuna is a blessing for the person that can take that person throughout life. So as a memento, remember this Maimon Chazal. I have here a gift for everyone. As you can see, it's not that big.
Your picture next week, says JJ.
Okay. I have here a little pouch for everyone. I have about 30 of them. A little pouch. Now, what's in the pouch? When I saw it online, they advertised a diamond ring inside. But it's not what's inside. Inside is a steel penny. What is a steel penny? 1943. What happened in 1943? It was World War II. The United States Treasury, the Mint, decided that they need to preserve copper for ammunition for the war effort. And they decided no longer will they mint copper pennies. They will mekanul habad. They're going to mint steel.
It's steel.
This is steel. And
seven
tip.
Seven.
What?
Seven copper pennies.
12. There are 40, and there are 12 that are known. They claim there are 40. I have it all here. Wikipedia. Check it out. There were 40. The last one that was sold, copper, was sold for over $1 million. Okay, but these are very common.
That was a EU.
Oh, so that's exactly what I want to explain. The year 1943, the Holocaust was from the year 1939 to 1945. The year 1943 was probably the worst year in the Holocaust. That is when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, Zichron, they accelerated their what they were doing of Klal Yisrael. In the Torah, Nechoshes, the primary use of Nechoshes was for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, in the Mishkan, the purpose of the Mizbeach was to bring korbanos. Primary carbon is a carbon shalomim. What is a carbon shalomim? It brings shalom ba'olam. And the Torah goes out of its way to say, Lo sonif aleihem barza. Don't you dare lift an iron tool, an implement upon the Mizbeach, because Barzel is Mekatzer Yoma V'Shonav Shel Adam, and the Mizbeach and the Choshes is here to give life. In the year 1943, the Choshes turned into Barzel. Achmanu L'Tzlan, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the nation that is here to bring Shalom Ba'olam between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Ba'olam, Talmidei Chacham, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Achmanu L'Tzlan, it turned into Barzel. And it's not an accident, it's not a coincidence that it happened that the pruta of the world was Mishapich from Barzel, from Choshes to Barzel, 1943. But yet, and we look back, it's over 70 years, 71 years, we look back, how do we deal with this? And there is no answer. there is no answer. The only answer is to be a ma'amin. Ani ma'amin de emunah shalem. And where do we learn emunah from? Sefer Iyov. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that asked the question, Hareini no es kivodecha, tzadik v'ralo. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote Sefer Iyov. Moshe kosav sifra v'sefer Iyov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to some degree, showed Moshe Rabbeinu, v'risa es achor, ponai lo yirohu, v'risa es achor. There is some answer, and that answer is captured in Sefer Iyov. Interesting, on the penny it also says, in God we trust. And to some degree, this penny, this steel penny, is a miniature Holocaust museum. It captures the tragedy, the horror of the Holocaust, 1943, Nechoshes turning into Barzel, but it also captures Hanoitel Pruta Me'iov Misporich. If you can open up Sefer Iyov and learn a shtikel emuna and be able to deal with tragedy in some small way. You don't have to understand everything, but just a pruta, a small amount, and come to a darga of a maimin, misparech. That is the ultimate bracha that will carry us through life. So I have here for everyone a steel penny, miniature Holocaust Museum inside the little tzetel. The tzetel, I'll read you what it says on the little tzetel. On one side it says, the chvod siyam sefer iyov, yud elu, Tav Shin Ayin Dalid, the morning kolel Yom Yisrael of Midwood. And on the other side it says, Kol Hanoitel Pruta Me'iyov Misporech Sochem Kuf Yudeis L'zecher Nishvas Kidoyshe Churban Eiroka Shenehorgu Al Kiddush Hashem. We will be zoiche to have bracha. If Chazal say Hanoitel Pruta Me'iyov Alachas Kama V'Kama, spending, I think it was over 100 days learning Sefer Iyov, it should be v'harikoisi im loy eftach lachem arubos hashemayim v'harikoisi lachem brocha ad b'li dai. The pruta should turn into brocha ad b'li dai kein hirotzoim. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.
Giving them up.
Make sure you have some of them fell out of the bag. So make sure
you might have two pennies.
The empty bag gets the centerpiece.
All right.
She's afraid of the camera. She's afraid of the camera.
I'm going to go to the next one.
I didn't take a picture yesterday. I was kind, I didn't do it. He was sleeping. I didn't take a picture. You know the joke? You put him to sleep and you wake him up. That's what happened here. Rabbi Shulman said to Rabbi Levine, he's kind of sleeping, wake him up. And he said, you put him to sleep, you wake him up. And
Okay, what's the next?